Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Iran's got a lot of trouble, and they want to negotiate. And I said, why didn't you negotiate with me before all this death and destruction?
President Donald Trump is refusing to say if the U.S. is moving closer to bombing Iranian nuclear facilities. A week into an air war with Israel, Tehran is defiant, and the Supreme Leader warns an American strike would lead to, quote, irreversible consequences. Both Republicans and Democrats are cautioning Trump not to get the country involved in another Mideast war, something he campaigned against. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says war with Iran would be a horrible and costly mistake.
So I stand strong for Israel's right to defend itself, and I stand strong for the United States in providing Israel support so that they can defend itself. But that's a different question.
In a major setback for transgender rights, the Supreme Court is upholding a Tennessee law that bans gender-affirming care for minors. A 6-3 conservative majority said the law doesn't violate the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause, effectively leaving the issue to the states. But North Dakota advocates trying to overturn a similar law say their challenge is based on medicine, like the AMA view that gender-affirming care can be necessary, even life-saving, for transgender adults and minors. Attorney Brittany Stewart represents Gender Justice.
I would like to tell people, especially folks who are parents of kids who might be suffering from gender dysphoria, not to give up hope. This is just one case on one specific issue.
The Trump administration plans to shut down the National LGBTQ Youth Suicide Lifeline in 30 days, and the agency running it has indicated the services don't apply to trans young people. The Trevor Project's James Black argues suicide prevention should be about people, not politics. The Senate's version of the budget reconciliation would cut funding for the Park Service by $250 million. Michelle Ubaraga with the National Parks Conservation Association says that could decimate her hometown near Yellowstone.
Little rural gateway communities like ours not only are really dependent upon Yellowstone for our economy, but our friends and neighbors are employed in the parks on public lands.
Vice President J.D. Vance insists the Senate will pass the mega bill by the July 4th recess. A new CBO estimate says it could increase debt by $3.3 trillion and cost 16 million people their health coverage. Homeland Security is imposing new rules on lawmakers visiting migrant detention centers. Members of Congress say they have the legal right to make surprise visits to ICE facilities, but new rules require 72 hours notice and prohibit photography and video recordings. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.